Everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the This Will Get Better podcast. I'm sitting down today with my friend Katie, who can be found at Artist of Hearts on Instagram, Katie Scarlett Chu on the Facebook, where she posts some of her amazing work. Check it out as you listen. I think you'll love it, and it'll help bring some context to some of the photos that she talks about. We met with Katie back in October of 2017, so it's been a little bit. I think we named some things that are about to happen that have happened in the last few months. Just to give you that context, Katie does a really good job of naming some of the skill sets she's built, things like how to help people, clients, feel comfortable, and how to just keep leaning into a creative state, and how she's doing wrestling with the whole question of what do I do? How do I find work? What do I do when I grow up, kind of thing. So I really hope you enjoy. I hope you find something helpful. If you do, let me know. It doesn't have to be any sort of public forum, but just DM, email, text, and yeah, enjoy.
Okay, so following your Instagram since around then, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And it's been really fun to watch.
All the weird stuff I do.
Yes, because here's what I think. A lot of people do. So, okay, I might start the podcast at this point. I don't know. It could be already happening. But so this is Katie. Katie is a. I don't know exactly how to describe your photography yet. I would say
I don't know either.
It's somewhere between like fashion, super artsy, yeah. lots of cool stuff going on.
Yeah. Conceptual. I like putting conceptual. In that word a lot. Yes.
Yeah. You've put honey. And glitter on people.
Yes.
Paint.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Yes. That was fun.
What was the other
one? My gosh.
I have a whole list,
like,
but I couldn't
so
find
cold.
It.
What did she do to people? Yes.
I was just trying to like, oh, that would be freezing.
I love your like girl laying in water with dress on. Like, I feel like you've done that.
I feel like I've done that a lot.
It's a cool one.
It's usually like one of my like, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. Let me do that idea again. Yes. I just keep going back to that idea.
Oh, that's so good.
But
so that's kind of what you do. I feel like with the just my memory of being in high school at one point and be like, you know what I'm gonna do? Photography. Except I have a real issue following through on absolutely anything.
Yeah.
So, which is part of why I want to do this and interview people
That's
who are
awesome.
Actually doing things.
Yeah.
So I can learn how to be an adult. You stuck with it, right? But I feel like the kind of photography that you're doing is what a lot of people in high school have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems really hard to stick with it, especially mm-hmm. what you're doing. So I'll see people start with that in mind, like, I'm going to take these really cool pictures with my mm-hmm. friends and models, and
yeah.
we're going to do crazy stuff, and yeah. it's going to, oh, this is horrible. And then, and then they back out and either shift their photography direction, or they...
Then they just do what I do.
Yeah. Become another wedding photographer.
There's nothing wrong with wedding photography.
So you stuck with it.
I did.
How did you, okay, maybe a good spot to start. First camera, what,
first
or first
camera?
Moment that you were like,
oh
I'm going to try something.
I don't, okay, so I started in like a reverse, like I started editing before I like actually took photos. So like, I didn't just take up a camera and just like start shooting. I like started, it all started back like my freshman year when we took this weird class called digital imaging. And we just would, like, steal pictures from the internet and just, like, put them together.
And then re-edit
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and make, like, collages. Okay. So I was obsessive into it. Like, I would, like, search. I'd spend, like, hours on Tumblr and, like, just looking for weird random things and, like, combining them. And then it got to the point where I got bored doing that or, like, I didn't like taking other people's stuff anymore.
Stop stealing
or you know, and it wasn't like professional photo, it was literally like photography that had no name on it. It that had like drifted into the abyss of like the internet, so it was
Google
just like no
search,
one's gonna trace
yeah.
back to this. So I started with that, and then I actually remember my first, like, I don't think this was my first model moment, but this was like some guy, like my neighbor, and like I had it arranged. I was like, hey, do you just like wanna shoot or something like that? And he was totally into it. His name was Bob, but Bob turned into a jerk, so we don't even look at those photos anymore. It's awful because Bob was like, he seemed like a really cool dude at first, and then like as I got to know Bob, I was like, oh my gosh, he's a total like awful person.
No more. Oh my gosh.
But it's funny because it was the first time he like took the photo and like credited me and everything, and like he got like a billion likes, not like a billion, but like a lot, that I was like, oh, I didn't know I could be good at this too, because I avoided photography because my sister was in photography and she does it too, that she originally started it, so I was like, I don't want to be a photographer. But
is she still doing it?
She does, her stuff is more like what normal people do, like portraits, and she's done weddings, and then I'm the one that's like, I want to pour glitter all over you, and these models are literally like, yes,
please do that.
So I've worked with, like, it's so funny because I feel like men are way more open to it than I thought they'd be. I've had some really like into it like guys that are.
Well, when you said pour glitter all over, like, I was just like, I want glitter beard
exactly.
photos.
It's funny, pretty... though, because I've slowly, like, toned a lot of it down. Like, lately I've been, like, just because I don't really have the time anymore to, like, think of some fantastical shoot. So I like, have a bag of tricks. Like, baby powder is something I love working with.
Like, throwing it?
Throwing it on people, flowers, like... There's just like so many elements that I'll stick to it and just like pull it out when I'm bored. I'm like, all right, we gotta throw some glitter, or we gotta throw paint on this one because it's just so boring. So those are always fun because sometimes I don't have an idea at all. And that's the frustrating thing is models always do this to me. They immediately like contact me and they're like, okay, what's the idea? And I'm like, I got nothing right now.
I got super yeah.
Or like they'll sometimes like come to me with like a Pinterest thing they saw and go, okay, can we, you know, and that's usually a great way to start with me.
But they're usually looking to you for,
because they see the stuff and they're like, I want to do something crazy.
Like, mm-hmm. Give me more of what I saw on your
so
Instagram.
They like the gooey, like, get paint in their hair and crazy stuff, and they like to get messy.
What kind of paint do you use in hair?
Probably paint I shouldn't use in hair. I think like tempera paint. Just cheap paint, really. I don't like, I tell people all the time, you're gonna get your clothes ruined. Like, you're not gonna come back from this. Like,
it's gonna be messy.
It's fun. Yeah. It's
That's really cool. Tim is a photographer.
Yeah, I noticed.
So whatever nerdy photography
questions.
Oh,
don't ask
you
me.
I
wouldn't know the answer. Okay. I mean, you can try, but I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So how old were you
when I first started? Oh my gosh. I started, I think, in 2014. That was like when I actually started doing.
That's not too long ago.
So I probably was like, I was 20, because that's when I started drinking. No, that's off the record.
Wait a second. Not anymore.
Drinking in Canada. So.
Oh yeah, there you go.
No, that was the summer. That was the summer I went to Cedar Point, and it worked. So because of Bob. Bob's like a big starter in the photography.
And sent you to Cedar Point.
So I actually like did a lot of the photography in Cedar Point because like you live with a bunch of people. And so they like to get artsy, and like every now and then they'd be like, Katie, like, let's, you know, do some crazy makeup and like. So I did a couple of shoots during the summer and stayed with it. And honestly, it's like, because I originally started drawing, And then you get super bored with it.
Blue flame animation guy. You made this awesome, I think it's a blue, like, little character. He looks like a little fireball. And it's, you're like, it was the day you were going through JPEGs on your live feed.
Was it?
And I was like, this is so cool.
Really?
But, sorry.
I don't remember that. Well. But, okay, yeah, I used to draw.
Yeah.
So, I still draw. But I didn't, like, with photography, it was like, you had someone to talk to. And that's because like, I'm a very social creature. I learned that I couldn't stay in a room 20 hours and lock. Cause there are some artists who can do that lock themselves up in a room and work until they're done. I can't do that. And I always felt bad about that.
You gotta be with people.
Yeah. Until I realized like photography was this like collaboration the whole way through. Yeah. And so it was always like voices. You have a model to talk to during the shoot. You have them to talk to after the shoot. It's like, kind of like I won my friends over with photos.
You are now my friend.
Exactly. Oh,
awesome. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's how I see it as how I actually stuck with it. Because with your drawings, it was like, yeah, you got a couple likes, but you know, there was no like no one else to work on with it. Yeah. It was just like, I'm just going to stay in my room and listen to music and just like do this thing with my hand. Like,
yeah, yeah. And it's just your brain alone.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven.
Really?
Yeah. I come at it from the other angle. So like I'm fairly social, but I think it's more of just the single track. So when I'm taking pictures, like it's an extra effort to try to think about interacting with that person.
Yeah.
It's a skill you can learn.
Yeah.
And I do, but like, yeah, I grew up sitting in a room drawing.
Yeah. I used to hate just the like, because I used to get super anxious like directing people because sometimes they get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the shoot goes down. And yeah. when they don't know what to do with their hands, it's like, oh no.
So true.
But now I get excited because it's like, okay, I get to talk to someone. That sounds
awesome.
So sad.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's awesome. Well, I finally get to interact with another human being.
Yeah. Well, it's something you know about yourself. And yeah. You're just like, this is how it's going to work better.
That's how it happened. So it's a weird way because now I got strangers I'm meeting up with on the internet all the time.
That's so cool.
It's my hobby. And it's a weird hobby.
So you're getting a lot of models coming to you.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Because of...
They see the work
on Instagram.
And I also go out of my way and add people all the time. So I'm like, some people find that weird. Like I've had people like just put like on Facebook, they'll ask me like, why did you add me? And I'll like, I usually don't like
respond.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, they don't know it's 2017, do they? Right. They think we're still in the MySpace days.
Yes. Why are we friends?
I'm just like, look at the art. Like, I just want people to see it.
Yeah.
Because
that's
how I like go out of my way and do that.
So you're finding models on Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram.
Are you doing that via hashtags or?
Oh no, I'm too lazy. Okay. I know. Like, I have one friend. He's really good at his hashtags. It's just like he's got like 20 of always like, and it's like he'll put like lights, just every word that could possibly describe his photo.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm always like, you know what? I just want people to like see this like on its own, and I know that's not like. I know I should start doing more hashtags, but...
Oh, no. I think I was asking, so when you're looking for like people to just add randomly, right?
Well, I use a lot of like Facebook just like suggest and Instagram suggest. And like usually my artsy friends have more artsy friends. So I'm just like, let me add them all.
Yeah.
So like some people find that really cool and some people are like creeped out. So it's a weird like, why did you add me? And I'm like, I'm an artist. This is the only way
I want to add joy to your day.
And I don't know. Like, I feel part of being an artist, I keep battling with this, but we're like super egomaniacs. And a lot of us don't like to admit it, but I'm like, yeah, I'll own up to it.
So how does your ego really affect?
We're like, I don't know. It's all like performance almost from like beginning to end. Like, you're always like, you're a little bit on stage. because people are like you watched me, you know, right. So you saw all the weird stuff I was doing. And some people find it, like, I've had people be like, why do you do that super weird stuff? And I'm just like, because I was bored. And
yeah.
I like usually it's like, I'll have an idea. And they just come out of nowhere, usually. And I'm like, all right, this could really fail, or this could really be a cool idea.
Staying on that one.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said before, we're like always on stage because everyone's like people watching my Instagram, you know, they're like, what's she up to now? What's she doing? And so I really like, that's why I kept doing it because I love the attention.
Yes. Totally.
Absolutely.
But I'm not like an actor or singer or, you know, so this is like my performance thing.
Yeah. So. The attention. Yeah. People are afraid to admit that they want the attention, but that's kind of the world we live in. Yeah. Ah, that's really cool. It's cool to see you do that. How many times are you just the nuts and bolts? Like, you're going live. What are you talking about when you're going live?
Stupid stuff that I shouldn't be talking about. Lately, it's been this whole agony of, like, finding a job and the job search and how, like, getting out of school. And there was just, like, the idea of, like, oh, I need a 9-to-5 and then I can supplement and then I can do the art on the side. And I found out that I can't do that.
How did we find that out?
Oh. We're not going to name names.
Okay.
But a former manager of my... Okay. So...
You don't have to go into it.
No, we're going to go into it. Nice. We're going to go into it. We're just not going to name names. So I was... So we got to go back to the beginning of January because I graduated in December. So I graduated and started looking. And January, February, and March, nobody was hiring. Like, nobody. Like, I had interviews, but they were interviews with people that I was like, no. They literally were like, you're going to be in this room all day by yourself printing. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah. So we didn't want to do that. And then I begged my old summer job to take me back. And that crapped out on me. And then I started working at a coffee shop. And the manager was an ex-con. Or ex-gang member. I can't remember what he said. And he just was a jerk altogether. So I tried holding on, and then I finally found something that I was like, okay, this might work until I can find like a full-time thing. And, oh my goodness. So I went in the interview and I have a spiel of like, I love being creative. I love people. I love photography. And I don't think she listened to anything I said because she hired me. And then the job was not at all like there was no creative thing in this position. It was like you're doing stuff that they don't want to do. And they're handling like big grown up stuff. And you're just like the dinky head in the back who's like, I don't know what's happening right now. So... long story short, they fired me back in September.
Nice.
But to be fair, I was not a fit for them. And I keep going back to the interview and I'm going, where in the interview did I say that I like to be treated like a subhuman?
right.
And throw out trash and just like, I don't know. They were just not cool at all. But they acted like... they hired me part-time and were like, oh, if like you're really good, we'll like put you on full-time. And they like made it known to me, like, there's no way you're going to be here that long.
Oh, man.
So it was like really defeating because I hadn't gotten anything. And then I like really put a lot of that in my worth as a human being.
Yep.
Because I was like...
Can you pause the story 1 second? This is a really good story, but I can hear your feet. Thanks. And I know these chairs are super uncomfortable.
Oh,
so
no,
if you need to
fine.
Adjust or anything, let
no.
me. I just want you to be comfortable.
I just do like weird stuff.
I do too. And I don't know how to sit still. So it's cool. All right, cool. Really defeating.
Really defeated. Just like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? So my mom just like kept saying, like, stick with the photography, which is like, it's like wonderful. Like, I don't know. I graduated with the idea of like, I'll kind of do it like on the side, not really like try and do something like full time photography. Cause I'm in Toledo, Ohio, and who needs it? Not to like sound like Toledo doesn't need it, but it's just like, it's a little dry here, you know? So she really supported me, and just, you know, she was the one that was like, those people, like, you were in like a very uncreative position, so you should like thank those people. So I was, you know, it was like a blessing. Like, I got to like, because I was trying to keep that job and look for full-time like creative work, and it just wasn't working. So
creative work is like some of your most consistent statuses, I think, are how, where's creative work, which I'm always following those because I want to know that too.
I know, right? Like, yeah. And Indeed, I'll type in like creative, and Indeed is a horrible place to look for jobs.
Especially if you're creative.
Yeah. It literally like crap out on people. Like, right. If you're creative, yeah. They're like, I love the ones where I'll just put an artist and then like I get back like Subway art, like sandwich artist. And I'm just like, I literally like want to call those people and just be like, that is not artistry. Like, putting together bread is not like an art form.
Right. Oh, man.
So like the funniest post I saw on Indeed was a guy who wanted photography, and he was like making shoes. And he was asking for a photographer, and he legit said in his job posting, like, this is not a paid gig, but I will own all your photos. And he's like even upfront telling you, like, I don't think my website is gonna gain any traction. I responded. That like ticked me off so hardcore, and I went out of my way. And like, there's a spot in Indeed where you can say cover letter.
And you applied.
And so I wrote back in it. I applied to the job, and I literally said, "Don't ask for free work."
Yeah.
And the guy responded, had like this weird conversation where I was just like, "I don't think that's fair for you to like go and like, you know, treat people like their hobby is like a right to yours, like a right." Of yours to have, like, and that's what ticks me off, is like, that's why I've like originally was like, nah, I don't want to do photos full time, just because the amount of people who just kind of expect it, like, for like I'm totally fine with doing trade for shoots if it's like gonna get me work, but if you're like a nobody with no and you don't want to pay, that's when I get that's when I get mad. I'm just like,
yep.
So because it's at this point where it's like, I went to school for this, I put so much time into this, it's like, this is work. It's not like I'm just pressing buttons, it's not like I'm playing a video game,
right? Right. Yeah.
People think because it's on the computer it's easy.
Yep.
And the creative work is easy. Like, I charge more if you want the glitter.
Glitter beards cost
more. Because it's just like the simple stuff is like, my brain doesn't have to work as hard. But if you come to me and you're like, you know, I really want to do that extravagant stuff, I'm just like,
yeah.
It's like the price goes up from there, because I think that's fair. Because it's like, because if we're collaborating together, we're making, I'm putting work towards it. So that's been my thing, is like, there's so many photographers out there too. I'm not like dipping on you, man.
No, everywhere.
I'm not like saying like there's one sitting right next to me.
Right.
But
there's a ton.
Yeah. Oh, good. And then
add in
wedding
cell phone
photographers.
Or, yeah.
Good Lord. All over the place.
Which is why I think what you're doing is interesting. Because
I agree.
I think. And I don't know a ton of photographers, I don't think. Well, I don't know a ton of people who are have like picked something that's not wedding photography.
Yeah, portraits or anything that's easy. So
when I'm in, when I get in like a rut and I'm like questioning everything, which is every day.
yes.
Uh-huh. Every day. Because I'm like, why do I do this?
Yeah.
But honestly, it's because I've gotten like the best response from people, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? This might be worth something. This might be worth sticking to, because it's, after all the crap I've been through this year, it's the only thing that I've like been able to go back to. I like not to like have pity, like don't pity me. like graduating is just like, it's like this like rite of passage almost, where it's like you're supposed to get out and not know what you want to do. but you know, I always thought that was like an afterthought. I was like, oh, I'll figure it out. And then I actually got to that point and I was like, I really don't know. So
yeah. What do you, oh, sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
What do you do? So you say daily, right? Which I think is so true. That's my experience.
Self-doubt is just like a rippling, like it's like part of the creative like thing.
Yeah, it's part of your life. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, am I supposed to be doing this?
So one of my favorite lives that you did it was the JPEG live where you just open your MacBook.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I like doing that.
Put .jpeg in there and then you just clicked through.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like everything. Yeah, like stuff.
Because I've made so much.
Yeah. And that was just fun, like, hey, look at this, look where I've come from.
Yeah, that was.
But I love that you were able to say like, this is shit.
Like, yeah.
Hey guys, look at this. This is horrible.
I think you gotta make bad stuff in order to make good stuff. I think a lot of art, like, nobody wants to say that. And I don't think any professor ever said that. Is because allowing myself to make those mistakes is like when I go to a new shoot and I go, okay, I'm not going to do that again. But I had to do it in the first place, or else I never, because I'm one of those people that I learn specifically from doing. So I can't sit in a classroom and be told, like, don't ever, you know, like, set your ISO to this. I don't know.
No.
I got to do it myself. And I go, I really am not going to do that again.
That's why you don't do that.
Exactly. Man. So, yeah, that live was actually really one of my favorites. And I don't know. Like, I loved going live. And then I think I don't keep them because I'm so embarrassed. Because I'm like, I can't believe I just was like talking to people. Like, you know, like, who's gonna listen? But yeah, that was fun because I just randomly was like bored and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna show everything. Because like I said, like I've done a ton. Like I like just, you know, just to the boring shoots to like the really crazy creative shoots, you know, I've had a chance to shoot people and then they come back to me sometimes with new ideas. So yeah, that's.
So what inspired the live, going live with stuff?
I've seen like a ton of other artists do it. And I think when you become an artist, you become an artist. like people start watching you, like they, you know, they start showing people how to do their stuff. And, you know, they kind of like have to have like this crazy cool brand, like online presence. And, you know, like, do, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys know of, like, local photographers, but I follow them. Like, not local, but, like, I don't know, like, famous ones. I'll see go live and talk about their stuff. Yeah. Some of them just annoy me. Like, it's like I want it. Like, I love their work, but their attitude is just so, like, I've gotten here.
Yes.
It's just, like, I don't know. They have this, like, really prestigious like attitude that's like kind of off-putting, and I'm just like, I never want to be that. And like, that's why when people come to me, I'm like, I don't want to be known as a photographer because I kind of hate photography. not all
right.
I have
some... great.
He seems like a chill guy. I haven't seen him like go off and be like, I'm amazing, because I've seen a lot of photographers, or like when photographers go either way and like piss on other photographers.
Yeah.
Like online, I'm just like, I don't know, like, I feel like you gotta let some, like, if people want to grow in it, let them. But if they're constantly like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a balance between like, look at me, look at me, look at me,
yeah,
and sharing,
yeah,
who you
like,
are.
Like, there's this one photographer. Like, I'm not going to name names.
Tim. No, let's call him Tim.
I don't know. They're just some. They're like in Toledo, and they like think they're the great. Which I mean, they do have great work, but like, they won't even respond to me or something like that because they feel like they're like better, way better. And I'm like, yeah, your stuff is really cool, but your attitude sucks. So I don't know. I try to be like, and people like, what really makes me proud at the end of the day is like, even if these photos don't come out the way I want them to, majority, like, I've never really had a model go, I hated that experience, I never want to work with you again. So I've never had that yet, but I've usually gotten like models who like love working with me. So I must be doing something right.
Yeah, what do you think you're doing right?
I think I try to just talk to them. Like, I'm not even talking about the shoot. I'm talking about like their, what's going on. Usually sometimes it's a vent sesh between me and they're going to hear me vent. So it's funny because, and I'm like, professionally, you probably shouldn't tell your problems to a stranger, but sometimes you got to, like, I was going through issues with a friend a while back. And it was with one of my models who's like now one of my really good friends. And throughout the whole shoot, I was just telling her all that was going on. And I just was like, I was like, I really shouldn't have brought this up. But she was like totally cool with it. And I think it's just the, like, I don't know. I don't like BS. I don't like going in like. I hate this idea that in professional world, you got to like put up a wall and go, hi, I'm fine. Yeah,
everything's great.
I'm perfectly okay. Like, I don't know. I've always been one to wear my heart in my sleeve. And like, a lot of people are like, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, but I think it's like, I think people respond well to that. Cause I think to them, it's really refreshing. Because most of the time you meet strangers, they're just like, hi, how are you? What's, you know, you like a coffee shop, you know, you don't really get to know your barista, you know, but I feel like in photography, it's, I don't know, it's this weird, like, level of, like, let's get to know each other within, like, 20 minutes or an hour, so.
Yeah, I missed that live session, kind of back to, but on what you're saying, and what he told me about, he just went through all these JPEGs. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so pissed I didn't think of that. Because I had been mulling over going, watching the photography community, especially with weddings, follow a lot of that, and it's just all pretty pictures. Yeah. And I'm like, you all aren't this good all the time. Like, and we didn't grow like to here. Like, I'm not, and like, and all that's ever shown is outside, perfect light, perfect setup. And I'm going, where's the reception lighting where you had to take, and you were like, you know, the whole night going, because the lighting in here sucks, you know.
I've had so many shoots where I'm just like, got the whole thing, I'll doubt the idea or something. I don't show it. But at the end, I'm just, you know, I feel kind of defeated. And I do my best to put out what I think is best. But I think it's also like, because like I said before, like when I was looking back through all that mess, I was like, dang, like, I can't believe I, like, you know, like, after that one shoot, I should have just quit, like, because I wasn't getting any, you know, I wasn't changing or anything like that. And I'll go through, you know, you'll go through stages of where you're producing crap, where nothing's original, everything's, like, kind of the same, and when I have those periods, like, usually I kind of step away, and I think it's important to step away. Like, I hear so many people are like, just keep doing it. Just do it every day. I'm like, what? How are you?
Are you a human being? Yeah.
Like, in drawing, that's, people have that attitude of, you draw every single day. That's how you get better. That's how you keep, you know. And I was like, if I did that, I'd burn out so fast. So...
So what do you do, or what does it look like to step away?
Just, probably like go on hiatus. I mean, you know.
Do you find other forms of art to pursue? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll get back into drawing or like for my senior thesis, I did a video because I was done with photography. I was just like, I don't want to do it. And I didn't do it in January, February, March. I was just like, I'm stuck in my house all day, and I just wanted a job. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to, like, you know, I just wanted some money.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that is a real tension.
But we learned the hard way that Katie can't have a 9-to-5. So which I blame my mother specifically for that. But she's worked on her own for like 24 years, I think. So, and just seeing, like, she hasn't had a boss, you know, for 2 decades. Like, that's crazy.
So this kind of solo, just like make your own thing, it's been modeled for you in some ways.
Yeah. And I think, well, I never wanted it, you know, before. I just like, cause I saw the bad, like the ugly, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good too. I mean, you know, if she wants a day off, she takes a day off, you know? So I was able to see just seeing how it's so hard to like have your own business, you know, to be, you know, so that's why I always like I'll admit, well, I don't know if I should admit this or not.
We can always edit out whatever you want.
I'm not a hard worker.
I also.
Hard work is hard, guys.
Like, hard work is hard.
I'm not like. But I mean, photography is hard. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't consider that hard work, I guess.
Feels so good. This is my conversation with Tim last night. It was just like,
do you guys suck at working? Because I suck at working.
Yeah. I'm in a space right now. Like, there's been specific jobs that I'm really, really good at, but they're not the jobs that I have in my head as like, this is gonna be awesome. But I'm good at them. And the jobs that I go like, this is gonna be awesome, it's so hard to keep moving towards it.
I just think being creative period, you eventually, I mean, you're going to do freelance. I mean, that's what I've seen. Usually these artists get to this point where they're like, I have a following. there are people who like my, like, that's what kept me going when that job was going down. It was like, because I could get yelled at work. But then look at my Instagram, and I'm like, all these people support me. Like, all the, like, I have all this love. I have all this, like, people who genuinely, like, want to work with me. Why, you know, why am I like, you know, taking this position that they don't want me at and hold that to that standard of, I don't know, it was really like a self-worth thing, you know, because it was like, I don't know, it was just like graduating, now you get a job. Right. Yeah. And at this point it's like, I don't think people want me to have a job. I don't think I'm employable at this point. Yeah. But
so just lean in on the thing that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have a great personality, I hear. So.
That's awesome.
And I think that's how I got that job, is like, I went in with this like amazing, like spunky personality, and like it kind of all died when I started working there. Cause yeah, it was very like. Yeah. So were there any specific like questions or.
This is so fun. Firstly,
okay,
we love.
Well,
the boss.
I'm glad you're getting a kick out of it. No, I'll be honest. I'll have art talks in my car.
Yes.
But it's so funny because I'll do those art talks and I'm like, oh, I should go live and just like do that, and I'll do it, and I'm in the middle of my live, and I'm like, this is not going where I wanted to go. So.
Yep.
So, oh, but man. But I've had some really cool car conversations with myself. So.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you, when do you know it's okay to like release a picture?
I don't think it's ever done. Really, like, there's like, I'm very self-critical of myself and of my work. And, like I said, like, you know, like, I'm not even the best photographer. Like, I think, you know, I think my strongest points come out in Photoshop, because like, I'll go through 300 photos and I'm like, 5 max are good. I think I'm strongest at my ideas and then post, but in the, you know, sometimes when photographing, I'm like, I'm not seeing it or I'm not feeling it.
That gives me a heck of a lot of hope.
But that's, I will say this. There, the photos that I feel something, and it's, this is really weird because it varies and art is so subjective, but the photos that I look at and I go, okay, that's pretty cool, those are the ones I post. And sometimes they're not even like the best edit or the best, like sometimes they might be a little out of focus. But if you can tell like the idea is coming through, then I'm like, that's it. Because I think a lot of photographers just think everything they shoot is great. And I'm just like...
Yeah, everything I shoot is just awesome.
Well, I've actually seen your stuff, and I do like your portrait work. So, like, I do like your... So, I feel really flattered, though, like, when other photographers, like, say something. Like, I had a film person in Toledo, like, comment on my photo or something like that. And his stuff is really amazing. He's like, I love how, like, your stuff looks like film. And I was like, good, because that's what I'm going for.
So, that is a good word for, like, there's a little cinematic feel.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I try and do, because I love cinema. Like, I love movies, but I don't think I'd ever be able to work on one. Just because, like, I've done 48s with my friends.
Sorry, 48s.
Okay, it's a project in 2 days, a film project. And I'll do the behind the scenes, which I like, but just seeing how much detail and like reshooting, oh, I'm just like, I would go crazy. Cause you know, you'll see that it, cause you know, it'll take hours to set up stuff and then it takes hours to break. Like there's just like when I was in theater in high school, like, I admired it, but I can never be like one of those people that are like practicing their lines like all day and every day and being like, I want to be on Broadway. I know I could never do like, that's why I like photography, because I feel like I can do like a smidgen of film and then like get out, like take my stuff back. So
you kind
of
know what you can handle.
Yeah, I don't understand film language. I might be able to one day, but like there's a whole language of film that's different than photography, like, you know, which I don't understand at all. Like, just like, because when I was filming my film,
you have a film, is it on the interwebs?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I got tidbit, like I dabbled. Okay. I dabbled in it, and then after I did it, I was like, I felt like I was naked the whole time. Just because I didn't know what I was doing,
right?
And it looks so easy, but it is so hard. So that's why I stuck with photography, because it was like, I can make an image, but I don't have to make like a beginning and end. Like video is story, and photo is like, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a paragraph? I don't know. It's just a moment.
Not to be cliche, but it's like, it's just a moment.
Yeah.
Something that,
or like just the emotion.
Or a very simple, and sometimes can be a very profound idea. Like you say, you find when you create, you see that image, it's like, yeah, that's communicating that idea.
Yeah.
Or emotion.
Some of your photos, actually, I can look at them and be like, I feel something here, which is cool. There's not a lot of...
I literally had a professor tell me once when they looked at my photos, I feel something, but I don't know what that is. And I was like, I don't know how to take that.
I think it's good.
She made it sound like a bad thing. Oh. She made it sound like I had started a sentence and like did not finish it, and I just was like, kind of feel defeated right now.
No, I think so. When I say it, I mean like there's something about it that I go, there's a mystery here.
There you go.
And it keeps bringing me.
Yeah, there you go.
It keeps bringing me back.
That's to what I go for.
The feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I saw is like a ton of students that did this work, that it was like global warming, I don't know, just topics that had been like done over and over and over again. And I was like, I never, ever, ever want to do something based on something else. That just wasn't my thing. Because it was like, number one, I don't care enough. This podcast is going to make me sound like horrible.
No.
How about this? I'm not an art activist. I don't ever want to be. Because I saw that a lot and I just looked at it and I was like, it was just like, not that it wasn't good. It just like when I saw it, I just was like, I don't care, you know, like, and to me, art is most successful when like the general public can care. That's why like the Mona Lisa is so famous, because it's the most vaguest dating ever. Like, you don't really know what's going, but she's looking at you, you know? And that in a way is like, you know, the universe will forever be like, but why?
Yeah, yeah.
but it draws you in because it makes you care about. So to me, that was art. And my professors didn't think that was art. So that was always like a miscommunication between my work and what they wanted me to make. It was like,
overall, glad you went to art school. I don't know the answer.
I don't know. Ask me in 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, you just said January.
There's a lot of, I mean, here's the thing, like throughout the whole college career, I doubted it. And you know, you're always going to be doubt. I don't think the most successful artist you could ask would be like, are you sure this is going to work? I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, I don't know, you know. But I will say this, because I love Annie Leibovitz, and I was so hoping, and she's a famous like portrait photographer. I love her stuff. Yes. And I was expecting some struggle story, and I was like so excited to read the struggle. She started working for Rolling Stone at 23. And I was like, no. She started, I was like, how the heck do you get that gig? But I think Rolling Stone was just starting when she got in. So I don't even think it was really a big thing. But still, I was like, I was expecting her to work at Dunkin' Donuts for like 15 years or something like that. I don't know. I got this really like just started off right at the bat. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah. But you're still going at it.
Yeah, why not?
That's right. That's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I see it as this, as like, I really don't care about anything else. I really don't. Like, and I think part of it's laziness. part of it's laziness. And then part of it is just like, I've always been that person where I have to feel something if I'm doing it. And if I don't feel anything, I can't do it. Yes. And like, some people think that's so horrible. They're like, just go ahead and, you know, like, suck it up. Like, you hear so much of that. Like, just suck it up and work a job you hate. And I'm like, but life is so short. Like, you know, like, I'm at this point where I'm like, you know what? Like, I know I'm good. I know my worth in art. You know, I don't need to always just suck it up and do something that I don't want to do. So I don't know. Yeah. But that's been my attitude. So I don't know if that's a good or bad attitude.
I don't know. There's definitely
there's some successful people. They, you know, there's always the like worked 30 years at a job they hated and then finally is there, you know. So who knows what will happen to me. I could end up in a dumpster next week. we don't know yet.
We hope not.
I really don't. Really hope.
Yeah. So. Oh my goodness. Okay.
I should have warned you. I'm talking to me.
This is exactly what
awesome. We wanted.
This is perfect.
Just pure crazy.
I love it.
This is real.
Right.
Well,
like,
yeah.
We can ask for anything. Yeah.
I don't gloss anything over. So some people like that and some people hate that. So no. I'm like the Donald Trump of
of fashion art photography.
You can either hate me or love me. Just take me as I am.
That's awesome. So insecurity
of everything.
Just
like what you're going to have art of art.
Yeah. So like, where's the insecurity come up the most?
I guess in my shots, because what really like, because I didn't start off, and I think there are some people who did start off just solely photography. Like, you talk to some people and they're like, I picked up a camera and I knew. And you know, for like just watching my sister, because she picked it up and she was great at it, she was wonderful at it, and that always intimidated me, because it's just like, well, if I pick it up, then I just look like I'm copying my sister. And there's this weird like sibling thing, like you can't do what your sibling does, like you gotta be your own person. I don't know.
Well, that's even so. I've put videos with just thoughts from my brain.
Dude, I love your videos.
Well, thank you.
I'm just like, oh, it's Harry, he's talking again.
My inner negative voice is so loud about those right now. But
no.
What's interesting is, so I had two other friends who were like, hey, I'm gonna start doing videos soon, just kind of talking through thoughts, and that was on my brain as well. So I was like, oh, I'm just gonna start. And then the conversation next time that I saw them was like, so when are you going to start doing videos? I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do them because you do them now. And I'm just like, no, like that's the opposite, but it's that similar. No,
yeah. It's so weird though, because like, I think artists like you see photographers complain about there's so many photographers, but at the same time, it's like, isn't that kind of cool though? Like we all have thoughts and we all have like, we see, like everyone sees things differently. Like Tim can probably never take a photo like I can, and then I'll never be able to take a photo like he can. So it's just like, we're all like,
yeah, it's more of a lot. I don't know. What is that? Like it's giving into just one more
dumb
fear.
Excuses.
Yeah. Dumb excuses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do it because.
Well, like I spent 24 years trying to be a normal person.
And officially you gave up on that when?
Well, yeah. When did I give up on it?
Yeah, the normal person.
I still am trying to be normal. Because here's the thing, like, I waver.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's so true.
Yeah, like, there are some people who are, like, can... I have this one friend, he's gung-ho about LA right now. He's like, minute I graduate, I'm leaving, you know. And I used to be like that, where it was like, my success is not in Toledo, it's out in some big city. And then you graduate and you're like, oh my God. It's like, if I leave, I got to start over all over again. So I don't know. There's, you know, that maybe I could, maybe I can't. But I totally forgot what I was talking about.
It's all good. It reminded me of, I think it was Natalie, and I'm going to get his name wrong, at the three event. Greg? I think it was Greg. I loved what he ended up articulating about Toledo.
All right. I want to hear it so bad.
Which was, so I asked them, they have their own patch-making company. And they were like, we love to draw.
Booney? Booney? Oh my God, I love Booney.
Yeah. I think my Christmas present ask is going to be one of their backpacks.
Yes,
that they're, just,
like, they're so cute. Should we like charge them for the shout out?
I think they're going to come on. Which
Booney, yes.
Booney, do you want to advertise?
There you go. Free advertising right here.
But they, what he said was like, what's cool about Toledo is that you get to make the scene. So there's no patch making culture in Toledo. I get to decide the patch. And I look at what you're doing, and so I don't see any of my other photography friends doing what you do.
I'm original.
You're literally making the scene, where if you're in LA, like, who's going to see your work? So I think it's cool that you're sticking around. And I look around, and I've started following some of the models that you're doing. And
oh, they're great.
Yeah.
They're so cool. And they're the greatest people to work with, because they're so, like, it's, I think, honestly, my art attracts people that I want to be friends with. Because, and I think maybe it's because, like, the way they're thinking is the way I think. So, like, because they'll just, like, see my stuff. Like, this is how my friendship starts. They'll start liking stuff. Maybe comment. And then I'll take the plunge. And I'll message them. I'll be like, hey, you want to work together?
Right.
It was like, I know you're watching me. I know you're looking at stuff. So it's funny because as weird as that is, like, that's how some of my greatest, like, friendships have come on. It's just been, like, us following us on social media, and then we're, like, then we work together, and it's, like, genius. So it's really awesome, and I think that's why I've stuck with it, because I've gotten such great reception. Because honestly, like, and I don't know if that's, like, a bad thing to be, like, if people didn't like it, I wouldn't stick with it. I don't know if that, like, says how shallow of a person I am. like, because sometimes, like, if I don't get a good response from a photo, it's, like, I'll take it down, you know? So, yeah. So I don't know if that's shallow or if that's, like, part of art. Because, I don't know. Do you guys see artists as, like, are they, like, because to me, art has to have an audience. It's not art. And then there are artists who think, like, who cares what they think or how they respond? And I'm just like, but that's the sole point.
You're trying to say
it's like I am at the least entertainment. I would say that like I like to think of myself as, like, you know, and I think some artists don't view that, like they'll crap on popular things because they're popular, but it's like the reason they're popular is because they reach the audience in a deeper level that you are not reaching. So it's just like, maybe you're wrong. But they think they're like super like there's this one photographer whose work was, she spoke at our campus and she just left the foulest taste in my mouth because of the way she talked and the way she like thought that she was like just some cool undercover thing. And it just was like, no, I didn't feel anything with your work. Like, it just like ticked me off because it just was like so like in your face, like if you don't accept this, like you're a hateful, horrible person. And I'm just like, I don't have to accept what you throw at me. So
yeah, and that, to me, that's the weird negative voice tension on my own stuff.
Artists are just so stupid.
Our brains are weird.
Yeah.
Like they think if something's like super cool to the general population, they're just like, no, I don't want to do that. And I'm just like, why?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to art school and I was like, gung-ho, like, I want to be a popular movie. You know, I want to be a known product. I don't, you know, like Marvel, you know, like what's wrong with them? Like, I love superhero movies, you know? So good. So, but...
makes my dopamine trigger pretty well. I'm like, this is great.
Exactly. You know, like, that was my struggle in college, was they always tried to make art this, like, thought, like, make you think too much. And that was my battle with, like, at critique. It's just was like, why can't I just like it for the sake of liking it? And there is just like, what does this mean? I'm like, whatever the heck I want it. Then like, why do you gotta know? Like, I had one photographer and he was awesome because I had wrote descriptions in my photographs, like kind of a bio of the model I worked with, and he just was like, don't write anything. Like, if your photo is strong enough, it'll have nothing written next to it. And I had been told the opposite from art, because they love the writings, they love the deep thinking, they love people to be like, oh, this moment, and I don't know, just like this crap that it's like no one cares.
They're just looking at this image.
Yeah, so that's why my biggest thing in college was just like, I couldn't make that the stuff they wanted me to. Yeah. Look at me now, I have almost 17,000 followers. Woohoo.
So, I did not know that.
There you go.
You are. That's amazing.
Or 1,700. I might have stretched that number.
That was
awesome.
Like, what?
It'll be 17,000 one day.
Yeah, totally.
It's like I'm getting new people every day.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's so fun. Do you have anything that you do every day to try to move things forward?
No. Okay, that's good. I don't like that idea of like, this is what I do. I don't like structure.
Yeah.
I hate structure. Right. And I really hate when like photographers try to tell her, this is exactly how you do it. I'm like, no. So
okay, that's cool.
I'm a rebel in that area.
Yeah. Awesome. What's kind of, what's the bigger dream? Like, where does this all head in the ideal, like, daydream Katie's sitting at home, like, someday?
To have 17,000 followers.
Well, we're going to try and help you get there.
So I better get a ton of followers after this podcast.
We'll get you at least.
My Instagram better hit up. Four. I can do it with four. That's a good number. I don't know. I think, like, keep doing what I love, because, like I said before, like, I feel my most safe while photographing and editing, and I think as long as I can keep doing that, like, that'll be awesome. I would, like, there are a couple of photographers I follow that I'm like, that would be my dream, is, like, because majority are just, like, all freelance, and they get, like, these big, huge companies who, like, you know, pay them crap tons of money.
Like photographers you want to collaborate with, or
steal their life?
Probably steal. steal their life.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's funny though, because like part of me is like, I really just want to ask like how much they make like outright, because they never say, and I'm just like, I'm so curious. Like they act like, because there's just one guy who's like always he's doing really great for himself. But I'm so curious. I'm like, is this, because it's super hard regardless. Like, it's going to be hard no matter what. Like, I had one photographer when I was on the edge of a built. No, I'm kidding. Just teetering on this idea of like doing photography, or like, because I had other interests too. And I was talking to this one photographer, and he's like, if you want to do photos, you have to only do photos. And I was like, I don't like that idea. Like, that kind of, like, ticks me off. Like, I don't like that mentality of, like, you know, because, I don't know. Like, I don't like absolutes, because I just don't believe in them. Like, the earth isn't, you know, the earth isn't round. It's definitely flat. I'm just kidding. It's totally round.
Absolutely.
Everyone's going to be like, Katie is so weird.
Got me excited there. I was like, oh, a flat earther. Let's
talk. No, but I really can't read numbers because I said 17,000 instead of 1,700.
Oh, man.
But
give or take a zero.
I'm not good with numbers, guys. This is like an art thing. I don't know. I would love to keep doing what I do. Have a house and have a photo studio in it, or like off to the side. I think that'd be great. Cause that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, cause.
So when I think photo studio, I just remember being a kid and like walking into a guy's garage, and it was like big white background. And then we stood there and got, it was like, everybody, didn't mom have us all wear overalls and then bring all the books we read that year or something like that?
No, it was all our interests. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was. You had books. I had stuffed animals.
So what's a studio look like in your mind?
Something that can catch a lot of water or food or...
Oh, like a throwaway room that I can dirty up. I don't know. I mean, there's this one... probably white walls. I don't know. It's just white walls. It's just, I want all the equipment. I want equipment I never have to put away. Yeah. Like, I'm so lazy.
It's ready
lights,
to go.
Lights just give me pure anxiety. Lights and flash photography. Like, I hate it. Because, it's so like, whoever made it is not like user friendly. Like, they just, there's all these knobs and buttons and things. Like, I've broken some stuff like while working with other people, and I'm like, please don't notice. But it's cheap plastic stuff, but at the same time, it's like, there doesn't have to be these many knobs. Like, whoever designed the iPhone should make photo equipment, because it's so easy.
Well, I think they did in some way.
Tripods are death of me. I hate tripods. I think everyone hates tripods, right? I'm impartial.
I have like a one that I got from someone, so it's probably horrible.
All tripods are awful.
Okay. The only time I've actually enjoyed a tripod in a specific head was when I was doing some real estate stuff. Like, when you're actually trying to get that photo to be dead on. Mm-hmm. That's the only time it was like, well, this is actually kind of useful, but still they're obnoxious.
No, because
then you pick it up, you're like, boom, oh, shoot.
They're not user-friendly.
Yeah, so, sorry. Next steps.
I just love this conversation, to be honest. Like, it's so fun to, like, just be like, this is how much pain I've been in for the past year. This is all my struggle, guys.
Yeah.
But... it's awesome. Like, I don't regret anything. Like, I look back and I'm like, this has made me who I am. And like, I think in some regards, is like getting fired was the worst thing ever. But honestly, I look back and I go, I shouldn't try and impress people who hate me.
Yeah.
So, because I don't think they ever liked me.
Right.
But that's a, you know.
Right. Do you have any plans or ideas, just even if they're just kind of in early stage, for growing the business?
I'm so... I really regret not taking more business classes, because I'm learning at this point, that's half of it, is marketing and business plan. And now I'm getting more professional. Like, I had the weirdest interview today. with like a guy starting his own like e-commerce store for fashion, and he just was like very like business talk and was just like this is how much we're gonna pay you if like we decide to bring you on, and he's like talking about people he previously fired.
It and just
I was
felt weird.
I was like, you just started, man. Like, how many people are you going through? but I'm starting to get like I'm collaborating with this one girl who she does graphic design, so she's looking for someone to go to for like product photography, and she like adores my stuff. She like freaking like all the time. It'll be like, you know, she'll go through my Instagram and just like and I was like, oh, like, I'm
catching up on the likes.
Yeah. So it's awesome when, you know, so I'm gradually creeping into like, the business. I'm trying to make my stuff more, I don't know, business friendly. I don't know if I really want to take over one of the coffee shop's Instagrams. So like Flatlands. Yeah. I love their Instagram.
Why do you want to take over it?
Because they got some, they're very artsy.
Okay.
And I think I can make some really cool stuff.
Yes. Yeah. We have some that might be interesting.
I love coffee, so.
I love coffee.
I think all artists love coffee.
It turns like my entrepreneur brain on. Like if you don't eat anything in the morning and then have a coffee like 2 hours later, it's like, I'm going to build everything. It's the best.
Yeah.
Okay. This is super fun.
Well, I'm glad I can entertain.
Yes. I want to be conscious of your time. It is 9:30.
Oh, that's fine. We can keep going if you still want to. Or, yeah. Are we done? Do you have any more questions? Tim's been super quiet.
Sorry, I've been dominating the questions.
No, it's fine. I just like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm talking way too much.
Well, we did ask you to come here and just listen.
That's true.
Yeah.
You told me to. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, this is really great. It's awesome how comfortable you are just sharing.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I share this to strangers.
Yeah. Which I think that's interesting. So you're asking a model to do really what I'm imagining. Like I think of being in front of a camera and modeling as like maybe one of the most vulnerable things I could do right now.
Yeah.
And you're essentially just green lighting them by saying like, hey, look how weird I am. I'm okay.
I hope I don't come off too weird.
No, you don't. But you're giving them permission to get comfortable.
Well,
through an authentic lens.
Like it's like I said before, it's all a performance. So like I'm on almost, you know, and sometimes it's like on autopilot because I'll say like the stupidest things and just make them laugh. And that's when like, you know, you're in. Like if they don't laugh within 3 seconds of a joke, you're like, this is not gonna go. Like I've had some uncomfortable shoots where I don't emotionally connect to the model and I immediately go, this is awful. This is gonna be bad. But lately it's been a string of great people, and I can't tell you like how thankful, like I, you know, I just like can't imagine putting like, because I think on their end, like, wow, they must really trust me. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, some of the crazy stuff I ask for them to do.
So give some examples. Like, how do you get them feeling that comfortable? Or what is the crazy? I mean, is that just the glitter ice cream? Or are you saying, like...
Like, what do you mean?
How do you get... I guess maybe my real question is, how have you figured out how to get comfortable with asking them to get comfortable? Does that make sense?
Kinda. So, like I said before, it's all a performance. So the minute you meet them, like, you know, I just start talking about my day, my week, and just be like, oh, I went on this awful job interview, or I went on this awful date. Let me tell you about it. And, you know, then they start talking about their experiences. So it's almost like finding the most inane human experiences and kind of going like, oh my God, we share that in common.
We're the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and it all is full circle because, like, you do that in your relationships, and then you do that in your art, and that's the only reason why people are connecting with your art, because you're finding something inane that they connect with it.
It's part of that.
Yeah. So it's like, there's some photographers who I've had shoot me, and I'm just like, this is horrible. But I like getting my picture taken, but then I don't, because I don't know. Just because they do it differently than I would do it, I guess. It's a lot of that. Like, oh, what? That's not going to look good. So it's, you know. Yeah. But, like, it's like reading the other person, you know, reading their comfortability. I'm always like, you don't have to do this. So you got to get them ready. You got to get them pumped. Usually, like, with Pinterest is, like, a good, you know, because you'll show a crazy photo that really inspires them, and they're just like, yeah. So, yeah. When you have that moment, then it's like you're in. So.
Do you have any, like, creative photo shoots in mind right now? Nothing, just blank space.
Lately it's been like, so I don't know. I've backed off a lot from like food and like crazy stuff just through finding a job, which is so sad. But no, like every now and then I'll see something nuts and you know, or I love it when people see something nuts and they think of me. That is the biggest compliment ever. When I start, like, you know, I'll get, somebody will tag me in like a photo and be like, this reminded me of you. It's like a crazy thing. And I'm like, yes. So yeah. I love that because I think that's like part of my identity almost, you know, like, because it was really cool when I got a guinea pig and everyone started tagging me in guinea pig videos because I was obsessed with this guinea pig. So yeah, nothing crazy. Lately it's been more fashion, like straight fashion. Just like let's just try this odd outfit. Like today I did a pizza shoot and that was fun. So we just we went to a mom and pop pizza shop and just ordered pizza and she wore this crazy dress and she ate pizza and I took photos.
That's awesome.
And it's so basic, but at the same time it was so fun. So
that's so fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
Are there who are the photographers that you're like, these people are cranking it out, just knocking it out of the park?
I don't want to name
Annie L, whatever her name is.
Oh, Annie Leibovitz?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's like God since photographers.
Okay. It's the first time I heard her name.
Oh, really? Yeah, she's really great. Yeah. She does a ton of celebrity portraits. So her stuff is amazing. There's this one girl, her name is Emily Soto, and she does workshops, which they're like $1,000 a piece. But one day I'll do a photo, a workshop, one of her workshops. So she combines like digital photography and like metal plate. I don't know what they call it. The old timey stuff. Yeah. So she's like doing that method, which is crazy. But there's actually more photographers that I'm like, your stuff all looks the same. I don't like you. which I know is horrible to say, but you know, so some of them just have like I said before, an ego, and it just like really ticks me off. Because,
well, that's why I'm interested in who the people are that you think are doing good. Because it's you know, like, if you like them,
just me.
Yeah, I'm so good, guys.
I'm the only one.
Oh, that's
awesome. I don't know, Tim. Do you have any questions? I like. Strangely talking about myself. I'm very good.
You are very good. Yeah.
I've been practicing for 24 years. Yes.
No, not at the moment. Sorry. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So I'll try a couple more.
yeah. I love these are way better than interview questions.
So you meet somebody new.
Yeah.
And you like... What's the one thing people, and this might be a little more vulnerable question, I'm not sure, but
go ahead.
What's the one thing that, like, to really understand, to help them understand who you are, they need to know blank?
I complain a lot. I'm very outspoken with what I do and do not like. Yeah. Like, I remember this one time in one of my art classes, I threw a hissy fit because there wasn't enough chairs in the classroom, and like I'm just like, I pay how much money to the school and there's not even enough chairs. And just this one student got like no word, like just literally got up and like brought another chair. I was like, I am that bitch. I don't want to be that bitch, but I am.
Just going to say that stuff. Okay. But, that's interesting.
But yeah, I guess like I'm very, very outspoken. It's funny because a lot of people don't think that. You know, they think I'm some shy, quiet little mouse. Because I come off that way. When you first meet me, I'm very like demure and I try not to scare people. And then it's like...
This makes sense. Like based on when I met you at Beer and Bible Night.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I come off as very like, you know, because I don't know. I want people to think I'm normal at first. And then I just like to surprise them with like crazy like this is what happened to me this like last week. And they're just like, what? So...
Okay, so I think let's start winding it down. Yeah.
My voice is getting tired. So
yeah, mine is too.
Yeah, mine too.
You still sound really good. We're hoping Katie will come back at some point.
Oh, I would love to come back. This
love
is
to
fun.
Follow your journey a bit. And hopefully, if you guys have not followed or liked her, definitely go do that. We got to get to 14,000 followers.
17,000.
17.
What the heck,
don't
man?
Shorter.
Sorry. All right. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This is super fun.
Thanks for hearing me.
Yeah.
Blab.
It's fun.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us and listening. I hope it was something that helped you in whatever you're doing. I know we ended a little bit abruptly there, and that's something that we are committed to getting better at in the future. We are going live tomorrow morning, which is June 26, 2018, on Harry's Facebook Live or Facebook account. And then I think we're going to also go live on Tim's Instagram account for those of you who like the Instagrams, so that you can all have access if you want to. We'll be discussing some of the stuff that was brought up on this episode and naming some things that we are currently thinking about working on. Hope to see you there, and if not, I will see you next week.